Smoke calmed down before he reached the palace. His mind started working. He had one bolt left. It could bite him as easily as his enemies, but... Engulfed by the darkness, he could but flee toward the only light he saw. He would not yield to Kina. Chapter 50. As dusk gathered, I descended on Long Shadow's stay-behinds and routed them completely. The slaughter was great. It failed being complete only because my cavalry was otherwise occupied. We had the field to ourselves before the last light left the sky.
"Old Spinner's going to know in a few minutes," Swan said. "I figure he'll have him a litter of kittens, then he'll get pissed. We ought to go somewhere where he can't catch us."
He was on the right track. Coming through the hills, I had been considering going after the group left at the southern approach. Not till Swan spoke did I realize I would not be able to sneak up on that group. Night had come. Night belonged to Shadow Spinner. He would know where we were and where we were headed. Unless that was away from him, he would be waiting when we arrived. Two, he might be desperate enough to appeal to Long Shadow. Maybe Long Shadow had help on the way already. Whatever lay between them, it would not be as great as their enmity for the rest of the world. Though premature, theirs was a squabble over the spoils of conquest. Blade asked,
"Any way we could stay here and masquerade as the Shadow Master's men?"
"No, I don't have the skill. Our best bet is to go back north till he stops chasing us, then just keep him nervous while we decide what to do next." Narayan had started worrying about missing his delayed festival. Though I had passed my first test, he was suspicious of my will to become the Daughter of Night. A move north would assuage him. And the men needed time away from danger, to recuperate and digest their successes. Blade asked,
"The men in the city?"
"They're safer than they were. Shadow Spinner can't get at them now." Narayan grumbled. Sindhu was in there. I said,
"Mogaba will cope. He's good at coping."
"Too good. We would have trouble down the road, him and me." Nobody liked heading back north, except Narayan, but no one argued. I had gained ground, definitely. Chapter 51. Smoke was no earthshaker as a wizard, but within his limitations, which he recognized, he was competent and effective. And forewarned, he was forearmed. The woman knew his every move? Then she commanded some unsuspected agency for espionage. He needed blind that only a few minutes. He scuttled through the palace, ducking his employers, who were looking for him. He dodged into one of his shielded rooms, barred the door. Obviously his shielding had been penetrated, because the man had implied she knew everything, meaning she had been peeking here, too. She was more than she pretended. Much more. She was the Daughter of Night. And that fool, the prince, had been blinded by her. Hadn't they been out to the gardens again tonight? No one could stop her but him. Maybe he could shake loose from Long Shadow later. The Shadow Master's face formed in his head. His legs turned to jelly. He shook his head violently, forced the apparition away, hurriedly set about checking his defenses. He found a pinhole through which some wicked spirit could have oozed, or a shadow for that matter. He plugged it. Then he worked a spell that pressed his limits.